disappointing result the afternoon, and then quite a sloppy goal to concede as well.
Yeah, knew it was going to be an untidy game. We knew it was going to be a game that you had to go out there and compete, you know, a very fiery pitch. And I thought that we handled that side of things. Queen's Park, you know, a couple of early attempts off the woodwork, early doors there, and a fantastic save by Josh Bradley. And then I thought, you know, the game pretty much evened itself out after that. I thought of the turnaround up until the goal. I thought we looked the most likely. I thought we were competing. I thought we got a lot more first and second balls in the middle of the pitch, which gave us that platform. I thought Taddy made a bit of a difference with a presence and competing with two big centre-backs there at the back. And we started to get wee flurries, so we did. And, you know, to concede for the set play, you know, was particularly disappointing. And we also find ourselves on the back of, you know, another poor decision in terms of the laws of the game. So I understand how difficult it is for referees, Dom, you know, and what they have. And the man in the middle needs a helping hand. We had a linesman last week that missed a goal that was well over the line, you know, and today we miss a linesman misses an opportunity, you know, where as they forgot the do they forget the rules of the game? You know, there's meant to be two players behind the ball of the goalkeeper. So, yeah, we're aggrieved by that, so we are. But what I can't be aggrieved with was the commitment, the drive, and the application of players. I thought they played a lot of energy today, and that alongside when you can't play your productive football or get it all your own way, and it's a matter of playing that player against you, you know, and trying to dominate and get the better. I thought we competed there for very long periods of the game there. So, you know, five games to go, and all to play for. It's tightening up in the middle of the table. Queen's Park now get themselves, you know, in a good position, looking like for that fourth place. You know, but we won't rest there. We'll still attempt, well, it's mathematically possible to get out there and, you know, get positive results that put us in a higher position that we find ourselves at the moment.
Yeah, you gave a debut to your most recent signing. What do you think he'll bring to the team?
Well, we don't know a great deal about him other than, you know, doing our due diligence through... he was in at Livingston training, had a good report back from David Martindale. We've had him in training in our house a couple of sessions. And you can see today, Dom, you know, in terms of that, again, we've had to put, you know, square pegs into round holes today. And I thought they handled that well. I thought we all loved going back in there, had a good, steady game. But you can see, you know, the depletion of the squad. There's three changes that we've been forced to make today for them last week there. And the squad is relatively tight, as you know. You know, Ross Cunningham's still out. So it was important that any player that was possibly that could come in at this moment in time, you know, they had to be in a position, i.e. coming from another league. He's just finished playing over there, so he's in good fitness levels. So what we're hoping that he can bring, there's obviously another body. He certainly handles the ball well enough. And what we will do against Partick Thistle on Tuesday evening in the Glasgow Cup, you know, we'll get a good run and see exactly where his levels are.